This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The big storm is now back to hurricane strength and targeting the Charleston, South Carolina area. In Florida, it's all that flooding after a major storm surge where the low pressure of the storm raises water levels well above the normal high tide. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports on what homeowners could now face.
Anyone who has flood damage from storm surge or other water that came in from the ground up will only be covered by flood insurance, not by a regular homeowner's insurance policy, says Karen Collins at the American Property Casualty Insurance Association.
If somebody did have water-related damage from wind-driven rain, rain that came through wind damage, windows, a door, or a hole in the wall or roof, this is considered windstorm damage, not flood damage.
And that is covered by regular homeowners insurance. But there are going to be a lot of homes in Florida with flood damage, and only about 20% of homeowners in the state have flood insurance, according to the nonprofit Insurance Information Institute. And that's actually more than in other states.
Anybody whose property is located in a high-risk flood area and has a mortgage has to have it.
Amy Bach at the nonprofit United Policyholders says that means a lot of people in Fort Myers and other cities and towns right along the Gulf Coast do likely have it.
But it's everybody else that we worry about, where it's not been mandatory for people to buy flood insurance. It's just an expense most people can't afford.
People without flood insurance will be able to apply for grants from FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Bach says, but they max out at about $38,000. Florida's insurance consumer advocate Tasha Carter says she expects there are hundreds of thousands of homeowners who've been affected by the storm.
Given the strength and size of Hurricane Ian and its catastrophic effect on Florida, I am very concerned about the length of the potential recovery period.
This is a traumatic time for people whose homes were just damaged.
It's almost unbelievable, and you can't believe this happened to you.
Chip Merlin, a lawyer in Tampa, says it can be hard in the midst of that trauma for people to take the necessary steps to get what they're entitled to from their insurance company. But it's important to do a couple of things quickly.
Video everything in terms of the damage. Very shortly, it all start getting cleaned up and things like that. But they want to take the initial assessment of all the damage and get that all documented as soon as they possibly can.
And then Merlin says they should get that video and claim into their insurance company as soon as possible, too.
It's so important to do because there's going to be this mad rush from everybody that's been damaged.
And it's going to take a while to get everyone through the process. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.